whosoever will. The Lord and I returned to the changing room, donned the most beautiful robes and crowns imaginable, then went to the pond and sat on a rock. I couldn't truly appreciate the serenity of the scene in front of me, because my mind was preoccupied with the horrifying memories of hell. I could not get the thought of my parents out of my mind. It grieved me so deeply to know that mother and father were both in hell. I was overcome by sadness. I knew for sure that my parents never knew Jesus, because no one ever preached to them. Jesus saw within me and said,
"You're not happy."
"Yes, Lord," I responded, realizing that He knew the reason for my despondency. A time of tender quietness followed. Then I said, "Lord, I never want to leave you." His presence was the only true security I'd ever known.
"My daughter, you have much work to do. I want you to write a book. This is an important book for the last days, and it will be translated into many languages. I chose you for this work before you were born, and this is why my Holy Spirit is always shaking your body to pour my power into you. If you did not have the power of the Holy Spirit, I could not use you. You must remember that my power began working in you when you first opened your heart to me. You are the daughter I trust to do this work for me."
"Lord, I don't know anything."
"You don't have to know. I will be teaching and guiding you in everything. Tell everyone that I'm ready for whoever is ready and waiting for me. I love you, my daughter."
I began to cry, and the Lord took my hand and said,
"I will take you back."
After we changed our clothing, we returned to the beach and sat together for a while. The Lord spoke to me.
"I still have more to show you, and I want you to wait for me."
"But we plan to go to my daughter's place next week."
"Stay home, my daughter. I do not want you to travel anywhere for a while. What I'm doing with you is too important for me and all my children, so I want you to concentrate on everything I show you and tell you until everything is done. Be patient."
"I will do anything you tell me to do," I said. "Nothing is more important than your work."
"Thank you, my daughter. I still have a lot of work for you to do. I know you're tired, so get your rest."
He left me and my body stopped shaking. Then, as usual, I wrote down everything I had seen and heard. In essence, Christianity is so simple that it eludes so many. Human beings have a tendency to need to complicate everything, including matters of faith. Jesus simply wants people to come to Him in faith so He can lead them and help them. I now knew more fully than I had ever known before that whosoever will may come to Him and receive eternal life. His word states it plainly. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." John 3:16.